Hello, everybody. This is Adam from The Krebs Cycle, and this is my podcast. And it's my second podcast, and I'm doing it again because my first podcast was pretty well received. I changed the music this time. The first time, I forgot to mention that the music excuse me, was actually by a band, and I forget their names. But anyway, it was PodSafe Music, so I had the liberty to use that on my podcast. This music I have tonight, actually, though, is my own creation. I made it in GarageBand, actually. It's a program that comes with Max now, and it comes with like a wide library of like mix of like little samples of certain instruments and beats and everything. And you don't have to even know how to play an instrument to make a song in GarageBand. And I just thought I'd try using one of my own compositions for this podcast. And I think maybe I might actually keep this this song and maybe just modify it a little bit and maybe just make it like my own personal theme. So I don't know. Just let me know what you think about it. Do you like it? Do you hate it? Just let me know. I also have some other compositions that I've made in GarageBand that I'll probably be posting on some later podcasts. So my first podcast was, everybody had really great things to say about it. I thank everybody for the comments, the wonderful things you had to say. I really, really appreciate it. But I got also several questions from a lot of you asking me, well, how do you get into this podcasting? And maybe some of you also were curious about that and you just didn't email me or put a comment in my comments on my blog. But I just wanted to go over that briefly today in today's podcast. You can go to, I use a website that I found through Darren at All Prep No H. It's podomatic.com. You get 250 megabytes of free space and over seven gigs of bandwidth. And it's a free account. And you can upgrade for $9.99 a month to a bigger account. But if you compress your MP3 files enough, 250 megabytes should be plenty of space. In terms of recording the actual podcasts, there is software that is web-based, as in it's browser-based, on Podomatic, and you can use that. I never used it. I downloaded a program called Audacity through a link at Podomatic, and it's a pretty cool piece of software. I like it. It allows me to mix in the music with the voice and everything, and you can do that with the web-based stuff too, but I don't know to the extent of, like, I imported, like, my own MP3 here and mixed it with the voice, and they have some preset, like, intros and outros that you can use in the web-based thing, and I don't know, like, what the freedom is there, but I like Audacity. It's not a perfect program, but I really like it, and I would like to use GarageBand, the program that I used to make that song, but my oh-so-powerful G5 iMac makes a whirring sound like a little remote control airplane. It's so annoying because the processor gets so hot, this fan comes on, and you know, I can't record on it because I'm just using the microphone that's on my iMac right now, my little iBook, and I haven't invested in a microphone yet, and if I use the microphone that's on the iMac, you hear the whirring in the background, and it's annoying. It sucks. Anyway, enough of that. Enough about podcasting. So anyway, today was a pretty blah day here. The weather was crappy, and I was just feeling kind of bleh. Didn't go to the gym. It sucked. I wanted to, but I was just too tired. I haven't been sleeping well. The condo story. Yes. Well, so we saw that another unit yesterday. It was identical to a unit that we liked, and you know, it just didn't have the same magic as the unit that we liked. And there were these people in there, and they were moving out. They were renting it, and they were moving into something else. And they were moving, and they were kind of slobs. They really were kind of gross, and they had their shit everywhere. And you know, the place just didn't work out for us. But it made us realize that we actually liked a unit that we saw actually on Sunday, and tomorrow we're going to be going to revisit the property actually with Brad's parents and hopefully put in an offer. So we're really excited about this because, you know, it's really exciting, you know, like getting a house and everything and finally being able to own, and it's just going to be a lot of fun. So, and of course I will post pictures and I will keep you all updated about what's going on with that. And, I will not leave you out. And then my dad called me today at work. My dad. All right, so I guess this podcast is going to be dedicated to my dad, Sal. His name is Sal. He's a real character, and my friends that my close friends, like from high school especially, they think my dad is like the most hilarious person they ever met. But he's funny, but he doesn't know that he's funny. I mean, I guess he knows he's funny because he laughs at his own jokes, but they're not really jokes. He just has like this philosophy of living, and he just, you know, and he just does what he wants. He says what he wants, and he doesn't give a damn what other people think. You know, and I remember one time I was in New York, and Brad was with me actually this time, and it was New Year's Eve or something, and we were getting ready to go over to my aunt's house, and my dad was wearing this like ridiculous outfit. He was wearing like sandals with socks and khaki pants and you know, a gray shirt with some kind of weird Cosby-esque cardigan. And I looked at him and I said, "What are you dressed as?" And he just, like, looked at me and chuckled. He's like, heh, you know, like, and, you know, and it's like he knows what he's doing. He knows that he's, like, a clown, like, this, like, living clown. And it's just so funny because it's not like he can't afford good clothing or anything. He doesn't want it. He's fine with looking like a slob, and he's comfortable. To him, it's all about just, like, being comfortable. And I really admire my dad for that. He's always himself. But anyway, enough about that. He called me today, and he's like, "Hey, how are you? I just wanted to, you know," he like left me this message at work. "I just want to call you. Give me a call back." So I called him back. I was at work, and he's like, "Hey, I got an iPod." I was like, "Oh, great, cool." You know, like, and I was like, "Well, don't tell mom, but you know, we got all of us kids got together and we bought her an iPod Nano and everything for Christmas." He's like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "What kind of iPod you got?" He's like, "Oh, I don't know. I found it," and I said, "Where did you find it?" He's like, "Never mind about that." I was like, "Great," because my dad works for an airline, actually, in Phoenix, and you know, he came out of retirement just so he could get the free flights. Now this ties into the whole overall story here, people. It ties in. He works for this airline just so he can get the free flights. He came out of retirement, and he found this iPod obviously on the plane, and instead of turning it in, he kept it for himself. So I think it's really funny because it's classic Sal. It's just classic. My dad is the king of reduced items and the king of free items and like the king of sale. Like if there's a sale, he's immediately gravitated to those products. He doesn't care. Like, I mean, unless it's something like an electronic device or something, he'll research it and he'll get like the best thing. But if there's a sale, he's immediately gravitated to it. And he's the king of free. And it reminded me of, I love David Sedaris. And it reminded me of in the very last chapter of Me Talk Pretty One Day. It's a book by David Sedaris. If you haven't read it, go out, buy it. It's terrific, especially for those of you that like blogs. This book is awesome. You will love it. But anyway, there's this passage in here that when I read it, I thought, "Oh my God, this is my dad," right? So I'm going to read it to you. "I've never known our father to buy anything not marked, reduced for quick sale. Without that orange tag, an item was virtually invisible to him. The problem was that he never associated quick sale with immediate consumption. Upon returning from the store, he would put the meat into the freezer, hide his favorite fruits in the bathroom cabinet, and stuff everything else into the crisper. It was, of course, too late for crisp, but he took the refrigerator drawer at its word, insisting it was capable of reviving the dead and returning them, hale and vibrant, to the prime of their lives. Subjected to a few days in his beloved crisper, a carrot would become as pale and soft as a flaccid penis. 'Hey,' he'd say, 'somebody ought to eat this before it goes bad.' He'd take a bite, and the rest of us would wince at the unnatural silence. Too weak to resist, the carrot quietly surrendered to the force of his jaws. An overcooked hot dog would have made more noise. Wiping the juice from his lips, he would insist that this was the best carrot he'd ever eaten. 'You guys don't know what you're missing.' I think we had a pretty good idea." So this passage really it is Sal. It is my father. He is just like the king of free. And I remember as a kid, whenever we go to the grocery store, when you go shop for produce, and he just went straight to the distressed produce. And he's like, this is perfectly good produce. There's nothing wrong with it. Blah, blah. You know, like, and he's hilarious. And, you know, when I was a child, actually, I never really had much of a relationship with him because he was always, like, worked and everything. But as I've grown into an adult, actually, I've had a much better relationship with my dad. And, like, I love him. I think he's great. And he just, you know, he gets me angry sometimes and he pisses me off. But, you know, he's a parent, whatever. But he just cracks me up. It's hilarious. And he's just getting funnier and funnier with old age. And because, you know, you just let it go. But anyway, you know, because he works for this airline in Phoenix, he gets to fly basically wherever the hell he wants at any time. So he's going to come visit us this weekend and stay with Brad and I. And maybe we'll go do something with Brad's parents and my dad. And I think my dad's really keen to see this place that we're buying because he's also a control freak. And he has to just, you know, he needs to know what I'm buying. He needs to make sure I'm getting, like, you know, a good deal and everything. So, but he's just looking out for me. He doesn't want to see me, like, hurt or anything like that. And, but I love him. He's great. We're going to have a good time, I'm sure. But, so I've been reading, some blogs. You know, I always like to look for new blogs. And, I've been reading, Ed over at True Stories. And I, you know, I wish I had the URL. Where the hell is it? I'm going to find it. You just simmer down, you. And I'm gonna find this URL here. For those of you that don't know, that's a line from Lily Tomlin in Flirting with Disaster, after somebody takes some acid, and they are trying to come down, and she's just telling them to simmer down. Okay, I found it, everybody. It's True Stories in PHX. That's one word. blogspot.com, and that's Ed. And he's fighting the man, everybody. Read his recent posts. He is taking on JP Morgan Chase, and he's on a crusade to bring them down. Go read his post. They are trying to get him to repay his relocation money that they gave him, that he used to move out here from Cleveland, Ohio, I believe, because he got laid off, you know, like a year or two, I don't know, after they relocated him here. And, you know, and it's not about the money, it's about the principle of the thing. And it's just, it's disgusting. I hate when corporations do things like this. It's so fucking annoying. JP Morgan Chase is a gigantic financial institution. I think they can live without, you know, Ed's $4,000. I think they can survive. I don't think JP Morgan Chase is going to come crashing down. So anyway, just go wish him some good thoughts over there and everything, and he's going to take on the man. My cat is stirring right now, and I'm in my bedroom, so if you hear meow, it's not me, it's my cat. All right, thanks. One other thing. Oh, yeah, speaking of, like, nasty employers. So those of you that have read the archives of my blog, like I know all of you have, you know that I got the current position that I'm in now in immunology research like a couple of months ago, or 6 months ago, I think. And before that, I was working for these evil, evil people. We'll just call them Dr. K and Dr. P. And they are a husband and wife team, and they were just terrible to me. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Anyway, I got one of my old coworkers over at my old lab an opportunity to work with me at my new place and also get, like, a substantial raise. Anyway, they found out she's from India, actually, and her boss, one of my old supervisors, was such a jerk. He found out today, and he said that I'm terminating your position on Monday. And she was planning on going to India for 2 weeks because she has to go get her visa restamped, you know, so she can stay here. And he said, and I'm not paying for your vacation. And, you know, basically what he did to her is, like, he's terminating her because he knows that if he terminates her, that she's going to get sent back to India because, you know, her visa is such that she has to be working. So, oh, it's like this terrible, terrible thing. And it's just so evil. I don't know why people do things like that, or I don't know how somebody could even think about doing something like that to another human being, especially at this time of year, too, you know? Like, how could you have that in your heart? And he's basically sending this message to her that, like, if you don't work for me, you're not going to work for anybody. But luckily, the person I'm working with got everything straightened out. She's been hired immediately. She can start tomorrow, and she's not going to have to get deported, and I'm very, very happy. So I'm very excited. But yeah, anyway, work sucks. That's the lesson that we learn here from Ed and also from my friend Goggin over at who's going to be coming over to work with me. I cannot believe they did that to her. That's so mean. Anyway, I cannot believe I'm fast approaching 16 minutes, 15 seconds with this podcast already, but I hope you all enjoyed it this time. And again, please send me your comments, your likes, your dislikes. If you want me to talk about something in particular, about my job, about my life, whatever, I don't know, let me know. Just, you know, we can make this interactive. It doesn't have to be me. Just for your information, for like some upcoming podcasts, I have some ideas. I'm going to like maybe interview some of the people I work with, because a lot of them are from Europe and everything. And we can like, you know, just talk about Texas, what they think it's like here and all that stuff. And, you know, maybe I'll even get Brad on here and we can discuss some philosophy or something like that. So if you guys have like, yeah, if you guys have like philosophy questions or something, that'd be a good podcast. But because Brad is a professeur de philosophie. And it's fabulousness. All right, anyway, someone said you wanted me to say fabulousness. All right, I'm rambling and I'm going to go. And I hope you all have a good rest of the week. And I will probably talk to you on Sunday. Night.